The most important thing in our lives is how we respond to God Almighty. It's the only thing that matters. Because every person on the earth will exist forever. We are spirit beings, and every person will exist either in eternal life or eternal death. It's that simple. And really, living on the earth is just a temporary place for humans. It's a dress rehearsal. It's a holding place. It's a temporary place and how we respond to God will determine where we will go for eternity. Eternal life is in heaven. It's glorious. It's God's home. Amen. Filled with His glorious presence. Eternal death is in hell. It's in the middle of the earth. And it's a place of fire, torment, and unimaginable suffering. It was not created for man. It was created for the enemy. But Jesus Christ offers Himself a relationship with the one true God and Jesus whom He has sent. Amen. Amen. So just for a moment, I want you to forget everything that you've ever heard about what we call Christianity. Just for a moment. This is wonder and reality, and this is a message to anyone who will listen, who specifically those who are not saved yet by Jesus Christ. But even if someone is saved, I feel that they definitely can benefit from this message. This is the most important thing. No matter what we think, you know, God Almighty offers Himself to us. It's the greatest offer. It's the only offer to mankind. It's the greatest offer. It's incredible. To a relationship with God Almighty and what He offers, to have a relationship with Him forever. And we have all these preconceived notions, our conditioning of where we lived, if we've lived in the United States or no matter where we've lived. We all have these kind of preconceived ideas about what we call Christianity. We need to get out of that mode and go directly to the one true God, because we get to do that. It's incredible that we can go directly to Him. And if we seek Him with all of our heart, we will find Him, and we will find that Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit, He's the most glorious, most beautiful, wonderful being in the universe, and He made us for Himself. He made us to have a relationship with Him forever. And here's one of the secrets. He made us in His image. And so, it's fully up to us how we respond to God. Fully up to us. Now, I don't want to sound harsh. I want to bring this message, a message of love. Because God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. It's a message of love. It is. It's one big love story. Jesus Christ came to the earth. He's the Son of God, and He is God. God came to earth as a man and justified Himself to the world. He died for the world. And now we get to have a relationship with God and live with Him forever. It's incredible. Be in His family forever. So we need to be delivered from these really views that we have that are incorrect. You know, we think that Christianity is a religious activity and that it's distant and far off and that it's boring and dull and awful. It's so wrong. That's so wrong. You know, here's the key. Relationship with the Holy Spirit. He's the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God. Amen. And it's he made us for himself. If there's another, you know, the one key, there's not just one key. I mean, if there is, it's just seeking God with our whole heart. And if we do, we'll find him. We go directly to him. Anyone in the world can do that. Glory to God. It's that simple. And another truth is, what we give to him, he gives back to us. If we give him just a part of ourselves, he gives us a part of himself. If we give us most of ourselves, he gives us most of him. If we give our all to him, he gives us his all. Amen. And sadly, if someone on the earth does not give him anything, if they refuse to come to God Almighty through Jesus Christ, well then he doesn't give them himself in any way. And they miss out. We need to have humility. He's God Almighty. We are nothing without him. He looks upon those who have a broken and contrite spirit, broken and crushed with sorrow for sin, and thoroughly your repentant heart. Amen, amen. Come to Jesus today. Receive the glorious eternal life, life everlasting in him, and live forever. Become a partaker of the divine nature on the earth. And your spirit person becomes alive, and our spirit person, that's the real us that will exist forever. Amen.